here's a story from The World.
Here's one of the things I love about the Olympics. It's a chance to watch sports many of us only see once every 4 years, like trampolining. This weekend, Chinese women took gold and silver. Here's NBC calling the bounces.
She's maintaining a good rhythm, quite good height.
These Olympians can reach crazy heights, flying over 30 feet in the air.
Time of flight is an actual objective score. It looks more beautiful, floats more.
Higher bounces also give athletes more air time to perform flips and twists, explains Dave Ross. He pioneered the sport in Canada and now coaches their national trampoline team. Today, trampolining is a respected sport, but as the world's Rebecca Canther explains, it's only a fairly recent addition to the Olympics.
From when he was a kid, George Nissen liked to jump. He and his brother did tumbling and acrobatics together in Iowa, where they grew up. A trip to the circus inspired him. He liked how the acrobats bounced off the safety net. It wasn't until high school and then college that he really started trying to put together what became known as the modern trampoline. Nissen's daughter, Diane, is a trampoline coach in San Diego and grew up hearing her father's stories.
Because he was really a gymnast and a diver and an acrobat, he became a national champion. He saw it first and foremost as a device to help him get better at doing those things and also as a way to perform.
It took him and his coach, Larry Griswold, years of tinkering and testing to get the thing to actually work. At first, he used spare parts, scraps from the junkyard. He also took apart his own bed frame, to his father's dismay. And as you can imagine, it had its ups and downs.
I think one of the first ones, they fixed it up and got it ready, and they just like fell through. You know, there were a lot of fails. And luckily, no one got hurt. That was one of those things that, you know, he'd go, well, we know we're not to do that, because just believe me, we've tried it.
Eventually, he had a prototype he wanted to test out. He took it to a summer camp and let the kids loose on it.
He couldn't get the kids off when it was time for them to quit and go to the pool. And he thought, I really am on to something.
Jumping on the trampoline, or rebounding, had instant appeal. The military began using it to train pilots, and NASA used it to prepare astronauts to go into space, to help them learn to orient themselves in flight. But Nissen, he wanted the trampoline to be a competitive sport.
Up in the air and on the bounce. The stimulating sport of spins and twists makes a thrilling challenge to athletes, and it makes a thrilling sight to see.
The first trampolining world championships were held in 1964 in London. And well before TikTok and Instagram, George Nissen knew how to make trampolines go viral.
They set up a trampoline in front of Big Ben and got a nice photo shoot with that. We went to Egypt. He was putting a trampoline on a pyramid.
The one people are most likely to remember was the photo of George Nissen bouncing with a kangaroo.
We have to say, no, it's not photoshopped, it's real. There was a real kangaroo involved and no one was hurt.
Nissen pinned his hopes on getting trampoline added as an event at the 1980 Olympics in Moscow.
He was really tirelessly trying for that with 1980. It fell through and he was very upset. And, you know, somebody had commented, you know, hey, it'll be the year 2000 before it happens.
Turns out they were right. 20 years later, an 86-year-old Nissen and his daughter traveled to Sydney to watch the sport he invented join the 2000 Olympic Games. Canadian Olympic coach Dave Ross was there with his athletes.
We marched in into that stadium. It was full, and that was just like mind-boggling. Like, you know, we're jet-lagged, but we were just like, what? We're part of something that's just huge. Like, you had no idea.
Diane Nissen says her dad was trampolining up until his death at age 96. She passes on the lessons she learned from him to the students she coaches.
The better you get at it, the more exhilarating it is. You hone the skills and the way you do the somersaulting and the movements and the twisting. And when you're a top competitor, you know, it's a rush. But it's a controlled rush because you know what you're doing. You're focused. There's a mental acuity.
With the winners of the trampoline events heading home with their medals, Diane Nissen says her father would be thrilled. His dream came true. He taught the world to bounce. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther.